On this week's Arts Page, we bring you highlights of the JIS Heritage Competition. Stay tuned. Jamaican students from 12 of the 14 parishes across the island displayed their artistic prowess at the 6th Annual Jamaica Information Service JIS Heritage Competition. Shortly after the start of the new school year, the agency launched its traditional heritage essay contest for primary school students, as well as the 3-year-old poster competition for high schoolers. In the end, 9-year-old Makoto Lily placed first overall in the essay category, winning a $2,500 gift certificate from Jamaica National, $15,000 cash from Insurance Employees Cooperative Credit Union, a printer from Royal Computers and Accessories, and a weekend for four at FDR Resorts, as well as a trophy.
I feel very overwhelmed. I chose to enter because I love challenges and I really wanted to do it for the school and I wanted to do it for Jamaica, and I thought it would be good for me because I'm Japanese from the other side of the world.
Makoto's father says the aspiring artist is committed to any task he sets his mind to.
Makoto has worked really hard, and so I am celebrating this success and hope that it will be a motivating factor for him in achieving his ultimate goals in life.
And Patrick Howell from Arden Prep and Extension won the poster competition. He got a movie ticket from Palace Amusement, a $2,500 gift certificate from Jamaica National, $15,000 cash from JIS, a day pass for four at Sandals Resorts, a trophy, and a graphics course from the Edna Manley College, which he plans to take full advantage of. He says the opportunity to learn more about his chosen field was well worth the hard work he put in.
This is the first time I'm winning something. I have a passion for art, the different types of art, like music art, like drawing, interacting, stuff like that. I aim to continue this to be an animator.
And JIS Chief Executive Officer Donna Marie Rowe notes that students were faced with challenges at the start of the year and commended them for pulling through to submit high-quality entries.
Students have had a challenging start to the school year, including dislocation for some, time lost due to the threat of a hurricane, and of course, criminal attacks against our children. In spite of the setbacks, our students continue to rally and put out their best. And indeed, we saw the best of those who found the time to prepare their entries, and they beat the deadline.
This year, tertiary level students also got a chance to compete in the inaugural photo competition. The contest was, however, undersubscribed. Nevertheless, Maiko University student Lamar Salmon copped first place, winning $20,000 cash from Insurance Employees Cooperative Credit Union, a graphics course from the Caribbean Institute of Media and Communication, CARIMAC, a day or evening pass for two at Rio Ocho Rios, and a trophy.
To be honest, I'm a sports person. From high school, I play almost every sport they offer. I started taking pictures just September, so it's not something that I've been doing for the longest while, but I've been taking some tremendous pictures over the time.
Mr. Salmon says he had hoped to see more persons entering the competition. He encouraged other college-level students to gear up for next year.
I wish there was more person in the competition. I would feel much better to know that I've competing among a lot of persons.
And before we go, the trial of Governor Era, Michael Holgate-directed courtroom drama, continues this weekend at the University of the West Indies Faculty of Law Lecture Theatre 2. Era will be called to answer for the death of Paul Bogle, George William Gordon, and two women in Morant Bay in 1865 when he was governor. Showtime is 8 p.m. this Saturday, 6 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets cost $1,500 for adults, $500 for students with ID. And that's all we have time for this week. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.